a priest entered. Stan liked priests. He liked others that were not afraid to die, others that felt death was a part of their work. Stan wondered if he had seen more people die than the priest.
"Good afternoon. I'm Father Reggie," he said to the small crowd. "We lost Alan last night. May the Almighty God bless his soul and bring him into everlasting life. Amen. Please bow your heads for a moment of silence."
The moment passed, and he paced the floor.
"We have a few new faces here. Would you like to rise and introduce yourselves?"
Stan wasn't shy or afraid of the crowd. He stood, and so did a tall, thin kid. Before Stan could talk, the kid began.
"I'm Taylor, and I've got 6 months to live unless I get a liver transplant."
He sat down, and then Stan spoke.
"I'm Stan. I feel pretty good, but I could be dead tomorrow. So it's nice meeting all of you,"
he said, and then sat down.
"The object of this meeting is to deal with reality and to help find inner peace. I have an exercise that may help today. I have a pad of paper and pens for each of you. Can you write a list of the people that you are in need of forgiving, and then another list of people that may need to forgive you? It's important to forgive, as well as be forgiven."
The class did as he asked.
"Do you have the strength to write these people a letter?" "I've written many for other classes, and if you have an address, I'll do it for you. It works out well. Make sure you put your name at the top of the paper."
Stan's was blank other than his name, and that's the way he passed it in. John made his list and used profanity to express why he would not forgive his friends and family. Sarah added to her list and included her landlord and the guy that repossessed her car. One of the women wept as she wrote, and the young kid blamed his doctor for not curing him. They passed the lists forward, and the priest silently read them. Most were short with just a few names. He reached John's and said,
"John, I'm going to ask you to rewrite your list without death threats and profanity. Would you do that for me?"
he said as he crumpled the list and tossed it into the trash.
"Sorry, Father, but that's how I feel," said John. "Rewrite it and put a mad face next to the names, and I will express your disappointment with that person. Put a sad face if you need to apologize to other people. I'll take care of the rest. Most people don't get closure. It's important. You have other things to think about. There's nothing like a clean slate, a clean soul to meet the Lord. If you forgive, you will be forgiven."
"What if you don't need to be forgiven?" asked Taylor.
"Everyone needs to be forgiven and to forgive." "I'm not ready to forgive anyone," said John. "Let's take a small break and have a coffee in Danish."
Most of the crowd was quiet. Stan made his way over to the trash can, and when no one was watching, he took John's list from the container and put it in his pocket. Sarah walked over to Stan and said,
"I told you they really push religion at these meetings."
"Well, that's okay. I'm a believer. I believe in the Lord. And I also believe in the Grim Reaper. Everyone has to die. It's designed that way.